This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Once we know something to be the will of God, we're responsible to do it. This is what Paul prayed for in Colossians 1:10. We pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. In verse 9, he prayed they would know God's will. In verse 10, he prayed they would live accordingly by doing His will. Obedience is required in living a life worthy of the Lord. It's relinquishing my will for His will. When I humbly do this, it pleases God. It's also the pathway to fruit-bearing. And notice, you will bear fruit in every good work. The fruit might not be noticeable to you at first. It doesn't automatically come when what we consider to be significant work is done. Sometimes the least significant thing triggers fruit to develop. Some plant, others water, and others bring in the harvest. I believe St. Francis of Assisi once said, "Preach the gospel, and if necessary, use words." Every good work is a phrase that should be underlined. When you do what you understand to be God's will, it is a good work. Trust Him to bring forth the fruit in His time and way. And it's in the doing of God's will that you will grow in the knowledge of God. Some things about God you'll only know experientially as you do His will. I learned about the faithfulness of God in a new way while in a small plane lost over the waters of the Caribbean when He finally guided us to safety. Great is His faithfulness.